My name is Ketia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A, A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Betty L. Springsteen, B-E-T-T-Y, middle initial L, last name S-P-R-I-N-G-S-T-E-E-N. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage four. This CKD is likely acute on chronic. Could be multifactorial in nature, period. However, nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process may also play a role, period. The patient also has a history of coronary artery disease status post 3 stents, so cardiorenal syndrome is also a factor, period. The most recent laboratory workup reveals a BUN of 50 from 19, creatinine of 1.85 from 1.01, and a GFR of 29 from 59. The recent urinalysis reveals bacteriuria with Enterococcus faecalis. Period. The patient reports dysuria and difficulty starting the urinary stream. Period. We were going to order a pelvic ultrasound for further evaluation of a possible obstruction. However, the patient was recently seen by Dr. Arciola, A-R-C-I-O-L-A, and he has ordered an abdominal and pelvic ultrasound for a follow-up next week, period. The patient also has a pending cystoscopy with Dr. Arciola for further evaluation, period. We also believe interstitial nephritis secondary to medication use, specifically metolazone, as part of the differential, because the patient recently started the metolazone and prior to that, her kidney functions have remained stable. She has since discontinued the metolazone, and we will repeat the kidney function tests to see if there's any improvement, period. For the urinary tract infection, since she is symptomatic, we ordered ampicillin, 500 milligrams every 12 hours for 5 days, period. Next line, hypokalemia with serum potassium of 2.8. This could be related to her intake of diuretics, as she is on bumetanide, B-U-M-E-T-A-N-I-D-E, 2 milligrams, and was taking metolazone, period. She is taking 40 MEQs of potassium, 2 tablets daily, as well as Pedialyte, period. We will repeat the labs. If the potassium, if the hypokalemia persists, we will then order RTA workup to rule out potential RTA, period. Next line, hypercalcemia, likely related to supplementation. The patient is currently taking calcium supplementation every other day. We will order an ionized calcium level, period. If the hypercalcemia persists, then we will discontinue the calcium tablets completely and order mineral bone disease workup to rule out hyperparathyroidism, period. Next line. Left breast cancer status post lumpectomy on 8/2/22. She currently follows with the Moffitt Cancer Center. And has an upcoming appointment with an oncologist and radiologist next month to plan out the next course of treatment, period. Next line, anemia, hypochromic microcytic, period. We will order iron studies for further evaluation, period. We believe this to be related to the CKD, deterioration of the kidneys, which usually presents with anemia, period. We will determine the best course of action, whether to administer IV iron and or Procrit once we receive the results, period. She currently receives vitamin B12 injections on a monthly basis, period. Next line, history of urinary retention. As previously stated, she follows with Dr. Arciola, urologist, for further evaluation. Next line, coronary artery disease status post stent times 3. She follows up with her cardiologist, Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A. Period, continue with the current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension with stable blood pressure of 121 over 63. Next line, obesity with a BMI of 34.8. She has lost 6 pounds since the last visit and weighs 225 pounds today, period. She would benefit from continued weight loss via plant-based diet devoid of animal protein for overall kidney health. Next line, the patient has not. Next line, the patient denies using any recent antibiotics or NSAIDs, and also denies any recent sicknesses, period. It is recommended that she discontinues any nephrotoxic regimen, including protonics, for now, until we resolve the acute kidney injury. Next line. we will reevaluate this case in 3 to 4 weeks with laboratory workup. Thank you, Dr. Toussaint, Toussaint, for the kind referral. And